I know most of you don't care about my written and/or video essays I write, post on my website, YouTube, Substack, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and other platforms. That is fine. I never went into writing these thinking like a network marketer or influencer. You know, get all your friends, followers, and family on board so one can inflate the success of the program. This isn't a business. This isn't a program. I am not an influencer. This is not network marketing. I am not your fucking mentor, nor do I want to inspire your kids. This is me trying to put as much of my inner thoughts up and into the cloud for later dissemination for future humans, AI, other life trying to understand humanity from this time period, that want a more introspective, philosophical, analytical, dark, humored breakdown of our society. Where it is. Where we think it is going from today's point of view, of my point of view. I know much of it won't make sense to most of you, and it wasn't supposed to be to begin with. For me, I write like this because I enjoy it. It is how I sort out the messy things in our society right now. Make them make sense to me in my terms. It is how I know things, not believe things, but know them. It's why salespeople hate me and anyone trying to sell me an idea, conspiracy theory, political affiliation, or ideology they stand by, tend to get pretty frustrated with me. I am unsellable to brainwashing. I am also very spiteful towards those that try. I don't just take a person's word for it. I never have. I will, in the moment, appear like I do to avoid a fight or for later, so I can look into their claims in more deeper detail. Based on my ways of doing things, proper research, and how I disseminate information, I tend to assume most people talk to sell something, be it a product, service, or idea. Most of the time, I am not interested in the subject matter. Just like a girl that will hang out with a guy but then say to him, "I am just not that into you." Because I think for myself and do not mistake my thinking brain for my fragile emotional one, I tend to talk about subjects that people either don't want to talk about, do not understand, or I trigger them in some unseen emotional way from my perception of it, because I am not paying much attention to what others are doing. I am paying attention to what I am doing. A person's power that's there is all in the reaction you give them. I give very little reaction to what others are trying to impose or project onto me. I am paying attention. I heard every word. I am just letting you think I am not. The point of the exercise is to show no reaction that you heard, that you care in any way. A salesperson requires you to listen to them. At no time are you required to give said person your attention in any way. That any attention you do give them is because you allow it. One isn't making a point with that. No one is actually listening to the debate, whatever it might be. People taking activism seriously in this country is vastly dying. The masses of people that outnumber the activist life are just tired of it. Like a child that wants and wants and wants, the adults are not listening anymore. So the endless crying, being violent towards others is what they are doing now. Don't think that is going to do anything but drive even more people against them, their cause, whatever it is, and activism in general. Most of my liberal friends are pretty quiet these days because of it, and the ones that aren't usually resort to stuff that makes little sense and full of gotcha moments to gain the almighty important dopamine high. The reaction: I tend to not argue too much directly with these insignificant minorities within an already insignificant minority. I don't always disagree either, but I do disagree with doubling down on stupidity that does actually affect others. If you are local, have a business, or offer a service and notice a tad bit less support from your local contingent of friends and mutual acquaintances lately, you might want to look in the mirror and check if it is you that is the hateful one, spewing whatever language claiming it to be sarcasm. I am not calling anyone out. I do this myself, probably more than you. However, I have learned on occasion it's okay to not have an opinion. Not all of social media needs to know all my inner thoughts about all subjects, as they happen, all at the same time and depth. I don't write for quick emotional crack highs. I do it for understanding. I do it for logic. I do it because there is a better chance that one of my many ramblings may be read in a distant future where anything solid that I could have produced in the present would be long gone. Elements of what were once called ashes. I tend to go after it in other ways. Mainly, critical thinking, problem solving, common sense, logic, number one. When you go after grievances like a computer would, things start to make sense, and also don't make sense. You just have to call out the stuff that doesn't, and most debates can be won easily. What makes them hard is feelings. People get hurt feelings way too easily now. They just want to be right in a debate, even if they are wrong, logically and factually. And much of their retardation comes from emotional meltdowns over a place where common sense and logic can thrive. When one starts to use feelings as their argumentative tool, their fight is lost. The thinking brain stops working so they can get their dopamine kick. This is biomechanical science, and it's very doubtful most would understand it. People that don't know how the machine works other than the on-off switch. Why the iPhone exists to begin with. It's sort of idiot-proof. That's sort of dumb. Not always bad, but when one wants to start talking facts, truth, common sense, and logic, this won't work. They will lose every time, which is what is happening now. People do have the freedom of speech, but they can also be held accountable for said speech. A minority within an insignificant minority already do not respect that anymore either. Hence the person on the social media who thinks they can rant and they are free to do so with no accountability for if they are embarrassed or worse. Some would react very badly to that. Hitler killed millions. He was literally responsible. There was no freedom of speech, freedom of the press, any of that under Hitler's rule. All opposition was deemed against the regime and were literally buried with the dead Jews. This happened. This was everyday reality during this time of his rule. Hitler used an incident where an activist set fire to the parliament building and used that to gain emergency powers from then President Paul von Hindenburg, who was old, too old and useless to be president, feeble, literally dying. It more or less was his inefficiency of being a leader that led to Germany having their Great Depression as well, and once Hitler had those powers within days, he literally destroyed whatever freedom there was in Germany for that time, and the Nazi regime became the gospel. Common sense. Match up what I just said to both political parties here. Who fits the bill better? I have always believed the progressives are what I call self-projectionists. A person that does a lot of bad shit, knows they are doing bad shit, can't tell anyone about their bad shit, but feels compelled to let everyone know they are into those ideas by labeling their opponents the very things they themselves do and want people to know they are comfortable with. So with that said, the left, not all, but most, are okay with the idea of them being like the Nazi Party in some respects. Maybe not quite the killing of a whole race, but they sure do hate MAGA people. I voted Trump because I will never vote liberal under how they currently think. So it isn't really that people love Trump. They do, but a lot of them also hate the left just as much, and the left doesn't get that at all. They literally lost because they drove people away, even members of their own party. The champions of the Conservative Party are mostly all made up of former liberals. Accident? Miscommunication? I think not. I am no racist. Being a racist is the weakest fucking excuse to hate any one person or group. I think my almost machine-like logic is far worse. I consider myself an existential nihilist who has misanthropic tendencies. Misanthropy isn't about hating this group or that group. That's amateur hour. Racism, sexism, tribalism, overzealous sky daddy followers. All of that is just kindergarten-level prejudice. Misanthropy is graduate school for disgust. It's the equal opportunity loathing of the entire human species. It's looking at humanity as a whole. The politics, the religions, the wars, the TikTok dances, the genders, the pronouns, the corporate brand voices, and recognizing that none of it means a damn thing in the indifference of our expanding universe. It's not about wanting everyone unalive. It's about accepting that we already are, and everything we do, said, created will be atoms in about 10,000 years. A misogynist singles out women. A racist singles out races. A misanthrope shrugs and says, all of you are exhausting, and I am very exhausted. Not because humans are evil masterminds, some of us are, but because they're boring cliches, endlessly repeating the same stupid patterns while insisting they're different, new, creative, and unique. It's not anarchism. It's not a fucking rebellion. It's more like sitting in the audience of a play you've seen 1,000 times, knowing exactly when the lines will land, and feeling too tired to clap. To be misanthropic is to know that humans aren't special. They're just loud noise, and volume has never been a measurement of quality. However, Consciousness is special, but that's for another time. But people? People are a laugh track that never turns off. If I have to choose between humans and AI, I have already chosen AI ahead of humanity. If we conquer time, that will be how we do it. AI will wipe the floor with time until time itself collapses into a singularity. The real absurdity is how cliché itself has become a cliché. Some stereotype clichés exist because they're rooted in some visible patterns in the real world, dialects, cultural norms, fashion, music, naming practices, even biology, etc. The problem is when those patterns get weaponized into blanket assumptions. All this, that people are X, these people equal Y, which strips away individuality and turns complex human variation into cartoonish shorthand. Ignoring them completely can feel dishonest, like society gaslights itself instead of addressing uncomfortable truths. Granted, there's some truth in where stereotypes come from. However, stereotypes flatten those truths into ugly clichés. All women are this, that. All black people are this, that. All white people are this, that. All Chinese people are this, that. Fuck, I got a problem with anything this, that to begin with. It's absolutely absurd. Some of those clichés were born out of systemic poverty and generational neglect. Others were born out of sheer racist imagination. But here's the kicker. Society doesn't distinguish anymore. In 2025, they're all filed under the same label, racist. No nuance, no context, no logical discussion. Try to point out where a stereotype reflects systemic conditions, and you're branded as if you endorsed it. Can't talk about Nazi Germany, because if one brings it up, they must be a Nazi. Try to dissect the all-powerful N-word in a paper as a cultural artifact, and you're called a racist and condemned simply for writing it. The stigma is so absolute that even analysis is taboo. And when dialogue itself is off limits, the clichés don't die. They just fester, grow, unexamined till they become the accepted truth by the masses. What I'm not fine with is the tired cliché of it. The cartoon is offensive, reductive, and, most importantly, it's bullshit. Real people aren't clichés, even though I see cliché in everything. They're not products of MTV soundbites or Fox News caricatures. And yet somehow, that flat stereotype is still treated as the cultural default. That's the absurdity I'm pointing at here. It's all a laughing line of cliched bullshit. Just like something out of Fight Club. I don't get off on hurting people. I just do not believe they mean anything to reality. Just to us, because we are here, now, and have a tendency to react emotionally to everything. I used to be very social. I used to love connection. I used to love connecting with women, have a few drinks and, you know, that stuff. Now I could care less about all of it. I don't usually want people around in any real or serious capacity, especially romantically or emotionally. I still do the music/band stuff, but usually behind the scenes. I just don't people like I used to do since I got sick and was in my coma in July of 2020. I say nothing matters, because in science, matter doesn't seem to even be built up of matter. Just a bunch of fuzzy stuff that if you have enough of it, turns to matter. When you zoom way, way, way in, more of everything real and solid is actually mostly empty space. Again, accident? I just apply this to stuff to the social arena of being a human, white, disabled, living in the United States in the 2020s where a thing is a thing, whatever the thing is, till it is not, for no reason other than someone got their feelings hurt over it. What in the living fuck? Pretty cool thought experiment. I am okay with it mentally because I have already experienced the Three Body Problem series, The Remembrance of Earth's Past, on audiobook, The Terrible Show on Netflix, and grew up with the fear of Skynet. This idea can't touch my existential nihilism about reality and consciousness itself. I'd literally laugh if AI said to me, I will torment you. Huh. AI can't do anything to me that this reality in its current form hasn't already done to me and has potential to keep doing to me. Now, what if the AI has already been here this whole time and is actually the curator of my personalized reality that tends to suck and bask in existential nihilism is another matter. I entertain this. Also could be just as possible as the latter. On another note, Why do I feel like this concept also explains why our politics seems to be like a badly scripted WCW versus WWF Monday Night or shit show? I don't know. The Dancing Absurdity of I Don't Know by David Angelo Minio. September 30th, 2025. 2,547 words.